أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the previous ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about those slaves of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى, that they will be far from the fire of Jahannam. Obviously those who disbelieved will be in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala here makes a declaration, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ, and certainly we ordained in the Zabur after a dhikr, after the advice. Now this word Zabur actually is a plural of the word Zubur. Zubur means a book and Zabur means many books. So one Zabur was that Zabur that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. And all the books, the kitabs that Allah Ta'ala had sent down, the Torah and the Injil and the Zabur and the Quran, can also be referred to as Zabur, that those are the books that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down. Nonetheless, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that we ordained in the Zabur either the kitab that Allah Ta'ala sent down to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, or all the kitabs, ba'd al-dhikr. Here al-dhikr will refer to the Lawh-e Mahfuz, that it was already ordained. One in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, and one is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down this message to all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, a very, very prolific message. أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ, that the earth, my pious servants will inherit. In other words, one earth Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَى. As far as Jannat is concerned, that is for the slaves, that is for the salihun, that is for the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this world also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had ordained that the slaves of Allah will inherit the earth. We found in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of the Khulafai Rashideen, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had brought the discovered earth at that time. Allah brought it under Islamic rule, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had ruled according to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then, because of disobediences that come into the Ummah, and because of our ghaflat, our heedlessness, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this earth is concerned in this life. But as far as the hereafter is concerned, that is the decision that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made. Inna fi hadha labalaghan liqawmin abidin. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that certainly in this Quran is a message liqawmin abidin, for the slaves that worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is the message, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That is the clear message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly we did not send you but as a rahmah, as a mercy, lil alameen, to the entire universe. Now here we see right from the beginning, Allah spoke about different anbiya, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Harun, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Lut. And then Allah Ta'ala continued and Allah Ta'ala continued till Allah Ta'ala spoke about Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah Ta'ala's favors upon all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. But when it comes to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows what a favor He is not only to mankind, but the entire universe. Another very striking aspect of the surah, that Allah Ta'ala did not say that He is Rahim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahim. He is merciful to mankind. Allah Ta'ala did not say He is compassionate. Allah says He is Rahmah. In other words, Rahmah in every aspect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Rahman to the entire universe. And this would mean that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a message from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in every law, in every hukam of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed in every aspect was a Rahmah. Performing salat, how to perform salah, that was the Rahmah and the mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we find in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am a Rahmah and I am a gift to the entire mankind. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elevated the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on this earth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed this last deen of Allah, that complete deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this way, the whole of the universe benefited because man became obedient and the rahmah and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descended upon the entire universe. And in this way, Allah ta'ala shows that Allah sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a rahmah, and we need to look at every hukam, every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of our rahmah in this dunya and the akhirah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.